Welcome back to the Courtney for Life podcast. I'm Courtney, your taco-loving, powerlifting, sun-soaking host, serving you bite-sized audio bits of all things nutrition, training, mindset, and some real and definitely relatable life experiences without the Instagram filters. Let's dig into today's episode. Hey, strong friends, we are here on episode 59 of the Courtney for Life podcast. I'm digging in today talking about steroids and being in a caloric surplus or just calories in general. Now, yes, the title of this episode might be a little misleading, but hear me out. When you actually listen to the next few minutes of this, you'll better understand. And this is basically just a personal story and a little bit of research and my own testing and stuff, but maybe this could be some good information for you. So I'm gonna dig right in. So quick little background before we get into all the meat of this episode is from January to May 2020, so the current year that we're in, I was prepping for my second bikini competition. Long story short, because of the world situation and the pandemic, it fell through. So the last 4 to 6 weeks of this timeline, so basically like the whole month of May and a little bit more than that, I was dieting down a little bit. And I think my calories got to about like 1300 and my carb intake was like 105 grams. So for me, I would say relatively low. Now, my plan after the prep had finished was to push back into strength training, focus on rebuilding my powerlifting lifts, which is squat, bench press, and deadlift for those who don't know, and then reverse my calories back up. So about a year ago from now, maybe a bit more than that, maybe summer 2019, I was eating about like 400 grams of carbs, and I loved where I was then, just overall everything, my energy levels, my training performance, my recovery, tacos, all the things. I was just like in a really good position and I wanted to get back to that. So, and we know that just because a diet or reverse worked a certain way before does not mean that it's going to be the exact same, because whether we want to believe it or not, our bodies are hella smart and they can very, very quickly adapt to the stressors that we put on it. So after I had kind of finished the diet around the end of May, beginning of June, I took it really slow and I stayed really mindful. I tracked all my data, like the biofeedback, including my stress levels, hunger, energy levels, recovery rate, and just the focus that I put on my recovery, my hormones overall, and I was pushing about an extra 200 to 300 calories per month, like increasing every month, mostly coming from carbs. Now, I'm not going to get into my specific macro targets because they are custom for me and my needs. And I think a lot of people still get caught up in believing that my specific macros are magical. And if you ate within the targets that I do, then you're going to look like me, which is not the case. I regress. My training style slowly shifted from less volume. So in the bikini prep that I was in, it was, if you listen to any of like past podcasts that I talked about, my bikini competition or in my YouTube videos, it was all like shoulder and glute work. So I slowly shifted out of that, focusing more on strength training, dropping the reps, adding more weight. And honestly, like amongst all the years and different styles of workouts that I've done, I feel like I love the strength and power focus the most. So even though my body is not in an optimal genetic structure or setup, my skeletal system is not most optimal for powerlifting, I honestly love that the most, and that's what I do. So I took my time with my workouts. I did not rush anything. I wrote my own programming and I have been writing it since the end of May. And I just went off how I felt week to week and really assessed my weekly biofeedback. And the one thing that I knew was lagging, even before this period of time, was my hormones. So a quick little background on that. I have suffered from a slight hormonal imbalance for most of my life. Now, I'm not going to get into these super fine details because I'm not a medical professional and I don't want any misinterpretations or self-diagnosis happening from anyone listening. But in short, I know that my testosterone levels were very low. I had been aware of this for a very long time, and when I was first presented with the opportunity to consider hormone replacement therapy, or HRT, I was presented with that I don't know, many years ago, but my understanding of it wasn't clear, so I never followed through with it. I have always been the person to ask questions and to know exactly what I'm doing, especially when it comes to my body and medical supplementation or aid or anything before saying yes to it. So because I wasn't clear on any of it, I never followed through and I just kind of like self-monitored for the last few years. So the opportunity for this, the hormone replacement therapy, came up recently, and after some testing, got some blood tests, connected with a few medical professionals in the area, did a lot of research and many appointments, I got my first pellet insertion done around mid-June 2020. So I'm not going to go into the fine details of what the pellet insertion is, but it is a customized dosage of testosterone that my body needed, and it was a very small pellet, like a, I don't know, multivitamin size insertion that I had into my muscle or underneath my muscle. So I got that done mid-June 2020. So my HRT was custom for what my body needed. And if you do want more details and science-backed information regarding hormones, I am going to highly recommend checking out Sam from Sam Miller Science. He has a phenomenal podcast and very quality Instagram content. I will link his comments in the episode notes, so you can definitely go connect with him. He is a phenomenal source for all things hormone, males and females. So back to me. I did a follow-up test afterwards, after I'd gotten the hormone replacement therapy done, to confirm that my testosterone levels did in fact improve, and they definitely did. So I cannot pinpoint how much of my progress over the last 3 to 4 months have been from hormone replacement therapy alone, but between that, my training programming change, my reverse diet, ultimately my stress management, because truth bomb, dieting and being in a caloric deficit is a huge stress factor on your body. I've basically been kicking ass lately, and I feel so good, and I feel like my workouts have been improving like literally day by day, and I'm in such a good position for that. So a few other noticeable improvements, likely due to the improved testosterone levels that I've experienced, are better quality of sleep, improved recovery from my training sessions, my cortisol levels have dropped, and that is also based on blood tests, not just how I felt. So with the blood tests that I've been getting done, I have been getting my cortisol level tested as well. So that has actually gone down as my testosterone levels have increased. And honestly, a bit more quality muscle development. And that is based on anthropometry testing, the monthly skin caliper testing and fat caliper testing. Caliper testing that I get done every single month, not just how I looked. So I'm taking into my own personal feelings into account, but I'm also taking like the science back research. And that is basically, those are the results of how, what I felt or the improvements based on my increase in testosterone levels. So since my lowest caloric intake, like I said, like 105 grams of carbs, I've almost doubled my daily calories. I'm not carb cycling, and my carbs are over 3 times what they were. So I'm getting very close to about that 400 gram range. And like I said, everything right now, I just feel so good. I have taken the last few months, so about 3 to 4 months, to slowly rebuild my strength to where it was about a year ago when I was last focusing on powerlifting and strength. And honestly, it's been even a little bit better now thanks to smart programming and bodybuilding from my bikini prep coach. So thank you, Atlas Bodybuilding and Humberto, for helping me with that, because I've just seen like a phenomenal amount of improvements in my strength because of the bodybuilding training that we were doing for my preps. So my weight has actually dropped a few pounds as well, which was not the plan at all, and it doesn't impact me. So I actually don't want my weight to be going down. I would like it to be going up to know that I am building quality muscle. But it does provide me with the data that my body is responding well to all of the changes that I have been making. Now, there is not any magic behind all of this. It is data from past and the present. It's all blood test and monthly body composition testing. It's tracking and achieving daily macronutrient targets. It's stress management. It's sleep hygiene, mental health, rest and recovery. It's training protocols and progressive overload, and it's consistency, adherence, and patience. So at the end of the day, or at the end of this episode, the big takeaway message is to be aware of your biofeedback. If you have an educated and quality coach who helps you with your nutrition and training programs, then you should be addressing all of this information anyway, but don't hand off the expectations on them. You need to be aware of your biofeedback as well. Pay attention to everything because it all does go together and it has a spillover effect into other areas of your life, whether you want to believe that or not, it's true. Please don't take any of this as medical or customized advice. I'm not saying that you need hormone replacement therapy, and I'm not saying to eat 105 grams of carbs to diet, and I'm not saying that you need to ramp up your calories and be a power lifter. Although, truth be told, I wouldn't be upset if you did, because powerlifting is the GOAT. So that is a little wrap up of my episode today, just talking about steroids in the sense of hormone replacement therapy, because yes, even though it is natural and it is bioidentical, it is still testosterone is a steroid, and talking about calories and being in a caloric surplus. I am trying to be in a surplus, even though my weight is not reflecting that. It is responding very well, and I definitely am eating a lot of food. And that's all I've got for you today, strong friends. I'm sharing my experiences and my recent story with you. Please remember to pay the very small and delicious podcast fee of leaving a review. Give me a 5-star rating. Please don't give me 4 stars. Just give me 5 stars. It just takes a second. And please take a screenshot of this. Share it on Instagram if you loved it or you feel like you could benefit. Send me a message if there's anything specific you want to talk about or you want me to talk about in podcasts. And that's it. Have a good day. Thank you so much for hanging out with me. If you loved this episode, please show it by leaving a 5-taco rating and a quick little review so that I know which topics you're benefiting from. Make sure you're subscribed on here, part of my free email newsletters, and following me on Instagram @CourtneyForLife with an underscore. Until next time.